Continuing in the Lekai Neshama, we'll go down a little further into the bracha, closer to the end of the bracha. We say, Moed ani lefanecha, I give thanks before you, Hashem, Elekai, Velekai Abisai, my God, and the God of my forefathers, Yibayin Kalamasim, the master of all works, Adoyin Kalanashamais, the Adon, the Master, the Lord, over all the Neshamais, Baruch Ata Hashem, Machzen Neshamais of Gar Mesim. It says in Amsham Shalafar Hirsch's Pirush on the Siddur, Moidani Lefonecha, Pirushoi, Milifnei Hashem, Eini Malahalim. From in front of the Rebbein Hashem, I have nothing to hide. Everything is goli is revealed in front of Hashem. Harei haneshama hi ner Hashem. The neshama is the ner Hashem, the light of Hashem. Hamashkev kol pnimiyoseinu. Like we discussed earlier, it lightens up the entire insides of us. Ner Hashem nishmas adam choyfish kol chali batim. Like it says in Mishlei, that it searches out everything, and we end with Hamas and Hashemites of Gar Mason. That this referred not only to that day in the future when it will be Tiyas HaMason, but to every single morning here and now, Hamas and Hashemites of Gar Mason. And when a person, when he reawakens, the body reawakens from its nightly sleep, it's sort of like it was dead. Like we said, the Gemara says 1/60th of death, and it reawakens. It says in the Pri Chodosh. The bracha of the kain neshama. The yoytzi mi de bracha zu, ayi de birchas mechayim meisim. The bracha of mechayim meisim in Shemini Esrei, you yoytzi ready with this bracha of the kain neshama. Mishum damrinam bo, because we say in this bracha, v'nemon ata l'hachis meisim, that's what we say in Shemini Esrei, she'af b'zeh yesh inyin zeh shel hamonos atchis ha'idei ha'yikitza. When a person wakes up in the morning, and he realizes the concept of Tchias HaMesim. So there's two major aspects of this bracha. There's the first aspect of the neshama, thanking the Rebbein Shalom for the neshama, and then with the second part, which is a connection to waking us, we get having our neshama return to us in the morning, and that is Tchias HaMesim. V'chein yisib b'medrash huva b'telas yakri v'v'simon oimer v'shem v'v'shem v'masha at mechadish yisano v'chol b'yker b'yker. By the fact that the Rebbein Shalom renews us each and every morning, yoydemanu sh'rab emunasecho t'chiyas ha'mes. Kol zman sh'anashon b'kir b'moydan. Say, cold man chanel karvan shom bikirbi, as long as they did all the time that the neshama is bikirbi, is within me, moedan ilafonech. Tzarech biur needs explanation. There is a lemer shemer kabbalah kabbalah, v'neder lahoydis koy mechayev, v'myechsa abardo yarek amalis neder. Is this a neder that you're making? That every day I have to thank you, and if I don't thank you properly, I'm over and under. He's saying is moida ani. I'm currently not doing it. Like it says in Tehillim, I'm the keep in the balema teitzer yucha b'yemu who of the shnei shel kach hiktem ahal b'chayoi. The point is, when a person says he has to think, I don't know when the last day of my life is. I don't know how long it's going to last. We discussed this, you saw it already before. And he's saying, that's the point over here. When? Now. I'm still alive. I don't know when the last day is going to be. Everyone is technically is always ready for death. Death can come at any time. The Efshid Loshen calls man Shanshan Bikirbi in Yonihu Shehzarta Likirbi Es Nishmasi Kolema Shehzarta Es Nishmasi Legufi, that the Rebbein Shalom returns my neshama to my guf. And with that, the Rebbein Shalom returns my neshama to me. I am called a chai, and I'm therefore able to thank the Rebbein Shalom. This is called thanks, Al-Zashani. Einenu b'shinasi el-shloyuch al-hoydesh. When I'm sleeping, I can't thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. L'chein ha b'birchas ha'ido al-yikitza. Therefore, it's called a b'birchas ha'ido. We say in Moedim, and we say in Shemen Esrei, Moedim anachnu loch, ne'enzov ashanachnu Moedim loch. With the point that we're supposed to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, that we're able to thank him. That's what we're supposed to thank him for. So he's saying is that when I'm sleeping, I can't thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. Calls man and the Shema b'kirbi moedani. You know when I can do it. You know when I'm thankful is when I'm up. When the Rebbeinu Shalom gives me back my neshama, it's possible for me to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. In the Isser b'shulchan aruch siv vav siv gimel b'irchas alakai neshama eni pesach as a baruch. The bracha of alakai neshama does not start with a baruch. Mipnei shi b'irchas hayda b'hayim zeh tam al she'eni pesach as a baruch. Yishal ayim zeh. The luchar lomen nikras bracha zoi hayda. Great that yesh mishar bracha is going to bury in the first. The luchar gam sham ein dover chutz mei hayda. Ve'ef shed inyan hayda shavikam vishim to loshin hayda hu loshin yachid moida ani lefonecha. Over here it's a loshin of yachid, of moida ani. I'm talking about myself. Ulokach ein nechshe b'zeh kibeches ha-shvach al kibeches ha-do. It's not a b'riches ha-shvach. If I wanted to get a b'riches ha-shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom, like you say, burying the fortress, I'm talking about the general populace. I would say that the Rebbeinu Shalom returns neshamos to people. That's not what I say. In this bracha is moida ani, elekai neshamos shenasata bi. It's all about ani. That's the point. I'm thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a b'riches ha-do. Now she'en kein b'shar ha-bracha, she thinking about Moshe Rabban. When we have a birchas shvach, we thank that we say a bracha on the shvach. The Rebbeinu Shalom puts something in this world that's good, but over here it's a personal, on a personal level. It's not a shvach. It's a haidah, it's a specific thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom. Thank you, God, for giving me my neshama. It's not thank you, God, for putting neshamas into this world. It's thank you, God, for my neshama. Even though the Shulchan Aruch is medame to birchas hakshamim, shenachsheves rak haidah. He says the reason why it could be Gishamim is comparable to this bracha is because even though Gishamim is something the Rebbeinu Shalom does for the whole world, I'm still thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving rain to me, coming down to me specifically. That I woke up from my sleep. Me, myself. So what we see here is the concept, the strong concept of what we're supposed to be doing when we wake up in the morning. We start off with Moidani Lafanecha, we say the first thing we wake up before you know until you die, we could say it. Moidani. And then again, Elakai Neshama Shanasatabi. What's the point? What's the purpose of it? The Elakai Neshama, the Rosh Hashanah gave me Neshama. He gave it to me on a personal level. And then I say Moidani. Shakhakal's Masha Shavi here, Moidani Lafanecha. Again, Moidani. The same Moidani I said before. Again, we said that they used to say it first thing when they woke up. But now even we were masaking it. The Chamer masaking it. That we say it a little bit later. Again, the point is, Moidani. I have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving me the neshama. It says in the Medrash, Vayikra Rabba, in the Pasuk in Parshas Emor that we learned a couple weeks ago, V'chiziz b'chu zeva achayidol Hashem l'tzorinchem tizbachu. It's up to Medrash. La'asid lovoi kol ha'kabonis b'telen. In the future, all other carbonis will be bottled. The carbon toida ain't a bottle oilum. And the carbon toida, a carbon of thanksgiving, is never going to be bottled. Kol ha'idoya is b'telus, v'ha'idoya is toida ain't a b'telus l'oilum. Never going to become bottle. The thanksgiving of the toida will never become bottle. Says me Rabbeinu Yoel. What's the difference? What's taka? Why is that? Why is this? You're saying is everything else going to be bottle, not the carbon toida? Why is that? Tezner Rabbeinu Yoel quotes a Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Dalid There are four who need to bring a korban toida. And the Rosh Tevis of those words are Chaim, Ches, Yud, Yud, Endemem. Chavush, one who is freed from incarceration. Yisurin, one who has Yeshua from Yisurin. Yam, Yud, Endemem, one who travels over oceans. And Midbar, one who travels through deserts. And he says that we say v'chol ha'chayim yedu chasela in Shmini Esrei chayim v'chol ha'chayim yedu chasela. I'm thanking the Baruch Hashem for all the chayim, the life, which is the toida of Chavush, Yisurin, Yam, and Midbar. It says in the Ksav Sefer, one who has a miracle, a nace occurred to him. It happens. He's zeichet to a nace, and he is saved from robbers or something similar, something even worse, perhaps. He brings a carbon taida for the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon him. Although this person is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not really what the person wanted to happen. It wasn't his desire. He would rather have been in a position, never have been in this position of danger, to have been saved of. Right? Very nice. Person was in a boat, and he almost capsized, and he almost died, and there was a tremendous miracle happened, and he was saved. So he's going to go, and he's going to say, thank you, God. Would he rather, but he passed this capsize saying, he'd rather not have ever been on a boat that was almost going to capsize. No, thank you. Let me be on a boat that's, you know, has no issues. In truth, Dr. Ksav Sefer, one should be joyous for the Yisurim. Discipline that comes upon him. Yisurin are not for nothing, it's not for naught. It's only because he did an avera against the Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem gives us punishment, gives us Yisurin. It's to cleanse us. It is through the great Rachamei Hashem that he is saved. His Yisurin in this world cleanse him from his sins. It says in Tehillim, Ashrei HaGevah Shetayasrenu Ka. Praiseworthy is the man who Hashem disciplines. Litzoy Nechem Tizbachu. The Pasuk says, it says it again, that should be the person's will. Meaning, that he should be happy that the Yisurin came upon him, with whatever that he has to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for, that something that we think is not good, he should thank him, but it should be his desire that this whole thing happened. The bad thing and the good thing should be his desire. So I state the Ksav Sefer. You have to thank Rebbeinu Shalom for causing me to be in the position where the boat almost capsized, and then thank him for saving you. So you got the Yisurin, you got cleansed, and at the same time he gave you Yeshua. It says in the Ben Moshe, the Medrash says, La'asid lovei kolar karbonis betelim, the karbon toida eini bat loyelim. And then it goes right there. It says, the kolha idoyos betelis, and the thanksgiving of the toida, it goes one more. And it says, the Medrash, that after saying that the karbon toida, and then it says, all of thanksgiving, kolha idoyos, all of thanksgivings will become batel. Yet the thanksgiving of the Taida will never become battle. It seems redundant. You already said, the carbon Taida, what's this kol ha-hoidoyos? What does it mean? He says that kol ha-hoidoyos b'teilev ha-hoidoyos toida in b'teilev ha-hoidoyos is, the Medrash is teaching us that after all of the thanksgiving, we need to thank Hashem for the schus to be able to thank Him. Unbelievable. We have to thank Hashem that we have the schus to thank Him. We say in the Lekai Neshama, perhaps the same thing the Ben Moshe is saying. Lekai Neshama Shenasata B'Tairihi. V'chol Zman Shenashama B'Kirbi Maida Nilefonecha. I'm thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for allowing him to thank me. It says in Yeshaya, Chazei Hashem Asketilus Hashem Kalkol Asher Gmolano Hashem. Hashem's kindness will I proclaim as the praises of Hashem in accordance with all that Hashem has bestowed upon me. This pasuk is saying that the kindness of Hashem, what's the kindness of Hashem? Chazdei Hashem is asker tehilos. The kindness is the praises of Hashem. That's what David HaMelech is saying. That we are zeichet to praise Hashem, that is His kindness. It says in the Gemara and Soita, like we said mentioned before, Daf Mem, Moedim anachnu l'cho Hashem alikenu, al she'onu moedim l'ch. Rashi says, in Gemara and Soita, we thank Hashem for putting in our hearts to be attached to Hashem and to thank Him. In Birchas HaMazon we say, V'ala akor el Hashem alikenu, anachnu moedim l'ch. We already said, noedim l'cho. Before the paragraph before V'yala Akhoro is Noyid Elokha. We thank the Baruch Hashem. What's V'yala Akhoro Hashem Lachem Nachem Noyidim Loch? Rather, you're saying V'yala Akhoro when you bench, you should think what you're saying. V'yala Akhoro Hashem Lachem Nachem Noyidim Loch. We now thank Noyid Elokha, we thank the Baruch Hashem. Thank him for giving us the food. We thank the Baruch Hashem. Now we're thanking him for allowing the Baruch Hashem allowing us to thank him. Unbelievable. Send him to Pharisee Anderson. The Gemara and Brachas, like we said before, there are four who have to thank Hashem. Talk to the Pharisee Anderson, Benish and Ibishitz. If one almost went to prison, almost, but was saved from going to prison, he should certainly have to thank Hashem. He almost went. He should thank Hashem. More so than one who was in prison and then freed. Right? So someone, he almost went but got saved. He had a complete yeshua, you would say. He never even went. He almost went and got saved at the last second. Someone who went and now got freed is not as good. He had vice, he sat in jail. In actuality, sickness and imprisonment turn market power for one's sins through their yeshua. This is like the Ksav Sefer said before. One was certainly supposed to die for his sins, he says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to him and instead gave him Yisurim and then removed the Yisurim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this for an individual, it detracts from that individual's Zechuyos. One must bring a carbon tied with a feeling of humility. He should have died and he was saved through the great Chesed of the Baruch Hu. Similar, basically very similar to the Ksav Sefer. He says that you would think, he just brings a different aspect to it, that person would think, oh, you know, I got saved completely. I never even sat in jail. Thank the guy. Says, now I have to bring a bigger carbon tithe. The other guy who sat in jail for 6 months, he should have been there for 10 years, or he could have potentially been there for 10 years, or he was only supposed to be there 6 months, but he got freed. So, oh, he has a carbon tithe. The guy who never went, Alachas Kama Kama, he says, no, the guy who was there has to bring a bigger carbon tithe. Because the more you assume you have, it cleanses us and doesn't detract from our Yisur. Not from our Zechuyis. It says in the Taisis Bracha, one who makes his tefillah keva, his tefillah is not desirable. Zok the Taisis Bracha, the meaning of keva is that tefillah is a burden on the person. Kfiyas means something that is just on top of you, it's a burden. He wants to be free from the responsibility of davening. This type of tefillah is not desirable to Hashem. Rather, one should daven to Hashem with ratzoin, desire. Liritzoin echem tizbachu. One must bring the carbon tithe with desire, and not as one who relieves himself from a burden. You shouldn't say, I owe God. He did a big tithe for me. I have to bring the carbon tithe. Let me get it over with. That's the wrong way. Liritzoin echem. Says in the Eitz Yosef, there are two parts to the carbon tithe. There's thanksgiving, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his mouth, and the actual bringing of the carbon tithe. So even when we're not zeicha to have bringing a carbon tithe, but even when there was zeicha to bring a carbon tithe, there's a portion that had to be done with the mouth. Zok Tishach Al Tayyar. L'Tzayin Echem Tizbaruch Hu. First one must bring his ratzin before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He must thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After that, he brings the carbon tithe. First is the mouth. First he has to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom. Says in the Chayin Toiv, Toivi Halevi, what's shot? Why will the carbon tithe never be bottled? One needs to bring two thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One from the mouth, as we said, driving this point home, and one as an actual carbon tithe. One must first thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with words, and then he is ready to bring a carbon to thank Hashem. This carbon is different than all other carbonas in this respect. While all other carbonas only need the action of bringing a carbon, the carbon tithe needs speech from the person in addition to the action of bringing the carbon. It says in Truma, laying the parasha of carbonas in the Torah is as if one brought those carbonas. The Gemara says this will exonerate one from bringing carbonas, except the carbon tithe. So if a person has a chiyuv to bring a chatas, he can go and say carbon chatas. Now that we don't have a base of mikdash, he can go say the parasha of chatas, and his saying is if he brought it. However, if you have to bring a carbon tithe, saying it is not enough. Because saying it is just like bringing it. But the laying of the carbon tithe is thanksgiving of the mouth, which is crying for a tithe. The person is left with this obligation to bring an actual carbon when the basement is rebuilt. There's one thing, in other words, for any carbon, that all you have to do is bring a carbon. So the speech creates as if you brought a carbon. But by a carbon tithe, you have a chiyuv to say it with your mouth. You have a chiyuv to thank your Baruch Hashem with a pet. So you have a chiyuv to thank him when you're thanking him and you read the parashas tithe. It's not, you can't also be bringing a carbon. You have a chiyuv first into the mouth. He says is that when Mashiach is going to come, hey, be a man of the basement, this is where you're built, you have to bring carbon tithe. Doesn't work. Chayin Tayyib goes further. Why taka is it that one is obligated to be have carbon tayder before the carbon tayder? He has to thank with his mouth. Why is that? Well, every other carbon, he brings a carbon. Why does he have to speak with his mouth? He says, unbelievable. Same you say, but unbelievable. When a person makes a birchas hagoyma, what does he say? The lashon is, Hagoyme l'chayovim toivoy shegmolani kol toiv. Who bestows l'chayovim good things upon toivos is good things l'chayovim. What is chayovim? Guilty ones. Someone who's a chayiv, he's guilty. So what are we saying? Who bestows good things upon the guilty? Who has bestowed every goodness upon the shegmolani kol toiv? Why do you say l'chayavim? Why don't we say zeh? Hagaymel tayvois shegmalani kol toiv. Baruch Hashem gives good things. What's the chayavim? Additionally, why do we say tayvois? The good is in plural form. Why tayvois? We're talking about the person that benches gaymel. He has to say bench gaymel. Usually, he can say one thing at a time. The person gets freed from jail. He makes it berachas gaymel. So why? What's tayvois? Only one who has an actual Yisur makes this bracha. He makes this bracha for he was guilty of sin. He must thank the Rabbanu Shalom for two things that the Rabbanu Shalom did for him. The Rabbanu Shalom gave him Yisur with the purpose of cleansing him from sin and thanking the Rabbanu Shalom for saving him from the Yisur. Two different things. That's the Tayvois. One must thank Hashem for saving his neshama, cleansing him from sin, and for saving his guf, saving him from Yisurim. So the first part is the Baruch Hashem, the saving his neshama. By a person having bad things come upon him, Yisurim, it cleanses his neshama. Then you thank the Baruch Hashem for cleansing you, for your guf, saving your guf from the Yisurim, you have a Yeshua from the Yisurim. So that's the second thank you. Unbelievable. And one has Yisurim is cleansed of sins, it brings him closer to the Baruch Hashem. One brings a carbon tithe to thank the Rabbi Yisraelim for bringing upon him Yisurim, which cleansed him of his sins, saving his nefesh, and brought him close to the Rabbi Yisraelim. In addition, one has to thank Hashem with his mouth for saving him from the Yisurim, saving his guf. One must consistently and repeatedly thank the Rabbi Yisraelim for saving him. It is never ending. This is why carbon tithe thanksgiving praise to Hashem will never be bottle. It'll never ever be bottle. There's no ending to this. We have to constantly be thanking the Rabbi Yisraelim. You can never say, oh, you know what? God saved me. Thank you very much. I said thank you. I gave carbon tithe. I'm good to go. Incorrect. Perhaps now we can understand why the carbon tithe will never be bottle. By nature, one sees Yisurim as something evil. Yisurim come upon us, it seems evil to us. However, Klal Yisrael must always remember that they are the Rabbanu Shalom's children. Their Yisurim cleanse them from their sins and allow them to be closer to the Rabbanu Shalom. When we are then saved from the Yisurim, we are given more time on this world to bring ourselves even closer to the Rabbanu Shalom. We must constantly be thanking the Rabbanu Shalom for this great chesed. When one passes a place where a miracle occurs to him, if a miracle that the halacha is, certain place and this happened to him, he must thank Hashem for the miracle. Why? 10 years ago, there was a certain place that a miracle happened for you. You were in a tremendous car accident, it was a nace that you were alive still. You go by that place, you make a bracha. It says more than 30 days, the halacha says how often you could say it, but zichi make a bracha. What are you making a bracha for? You already thanked the Baruch Hashem. Maybe you made even a suda seidah, I don't know what you did. Pshat is what must always be on our mind, the Ashkacha Pratis, that happens every second of our lives. That's why we do it. We have to constantly, it's a never-ending, we can never fully thank the Rabbanu Shalom. It's a never-ending process. When we're saying in Alei Bracha, we wake up in the morning, Alei Kai Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahirihi, Ata Verasa, Ata Yitzhati Bi, Ata Nefakti Bi, Ata Masham Bi Kirbi, Ata Asa Tutlame Lach Ziri Bi, Lasa Tlovi, Kol Zman Shasham Bi Kirbi. Kol Zman Shasham Bi Kirbi, Moi Dani Lefanecha. I'm thanking the Rabbanu Shalom. We wake up in the morning, we say, Moi Dani Lefanecha. We're saying it again, Moi Dani. Now we're thanking the first Maidani is thanking the Baruch Shalom. Maidani lefanecha, we say in the morning, first thing you wake up, if you get in before Alan Kiddush Yadayim, that's thanking the Baruch Shalom. That's like you said, is the first part of the Maidani. The second part is like Hai Neshama now. We're thanking the Baruch Shalom that gave us the Neshama, but more than that. Maidani lefanecha, I'm thanking the Baruch Shalom for allowing me to have a Neshama. With my Neshama, I have the Koichas to thank the Baruch Shalom. And no matter what happens, and no matter how bad things are, so a person can see in Leilenu and then Tzara, you should know and it's, to come out of it later and look at that is one Madrega also. But the bigger Madrega we have to work on is Leilenu when we're in that Tzara, to realize that the Rebbeinu Shalom is doing it for our good, and it's cleansing us. And then when we're done with it, we should thank the Rebbeinu Shalom twice. Thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for putting us in that matzev. And then thank the Rebbeinu Shalom again for taking us out of the matzev. Have a good night.